Hello.
Hey, Ken. It's Gail at Local Splash. How you doing?
Oh, hanging in there. I'm going to have to pass you the page. I'm trying to get to a job right now. Okay?
No problem. So Paige can go through most of the info with me and pretty much get everything set up. I mean, if you're right there and she's right there, that's okay.
Hi, Gail.
Hey, Paige. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you doing this morning?
Good. Are you assisting today?
Yes, I am.
Nice. So I just need to get some info from you guys to get you all set up in the system and make sure that what I've got is accurate. Are you able to access an email right now?
Yes.
I don't have an address.
Wonderful. Yes. And is that the support at pompc.com?
No, it would be Peace of Mind, P-E-A-C-E, of mine. Pest Control 17.
17.
Yeah.
Okay. At Gmail.
At Gmail, yeah.
Perfect. Thank you. We had a different record in here that flubbed us up, so it overwrote your email address. I thought that was something more like the one.
Yeah, that was an old email address he was using.
I gotcha. Okay, I thought it didn't look right to me. And then on the credit card that you guys are using today, is it your name or is it Ken's name?
It's in Ken's name.
And then is Ken short for Kenneth, or how does it?
It's Kenton. K-E-N-T-O-N.
Okay. And then does a middle initial or middle name up here?
Yes. Yes, D.
Thank you. So I'm checking between several different platforms to make sure everything is accurate as we go here. Okay. And then last name Hughes, is that correct? H-U-G-H-E-S. Okay, perfect.
Yes.
You know, I've never met a bad person with the last name Hughes, ever. And it's kind of a common name, so I've met a lot of them, or I have anyway. Every Hughes I've ever met is a great person. Ken seems like one too.
He is a very awesome person.
And then now the main phone number is his 317-440-1230 that we're talking on.
That would be his cell phone number, yes. Now
okay.
The number that you guys see that for the leads would be on will be a different number.
Is that the 317-513-3009?
Yes.
Beautiful. Okay. And then company name page, I've got Peace of Mind Pest Control, LLC. Is that correct?
Yes, that is.
And then I've got every word initial capped except the of is lowercase, both
yes.
Letters. Okay, super. And then I just show an address is 2530 E415N in Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Perfect. And is that a home address?
It is also a home address, yes.
Okay,
perfect.
So what I'll do I'm going to make a note for our technician and for Google here real quick. What I'll have them do is leave off the actual address, so you'll still show as a pin in the map right there in that same area, but it won't be navigable and it won't show your address.
Okay.
I assume you probably don't want people, you know, driving your car. I figured. So we'll make sure they don't. And Google doesn't want them to either. So it's one of the things that they're really careful about too. So, and you know, just about everybody these days is home based. I mean, it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see. So now Paige, will you be handling, like communications with us about your marketing and such, or will Ken be doing that?
I believe I will be. Will I be handling the communication with the marketing, Ken?
What?
Will I be handling the communication with the marketing?
What's your name?
Yes, what's that mean? Basically, they'll be talking to me about the marketing and everything.
Yep, so the first thing, Paige, just to give you an idea, we'll set up your onboarding call, and it's a call with me and your technician, and they'll go through quality control, so checking the information I gathered, but also, you know, what goes on your website, how to get photos to us for that, your Facebook and those types of things. Is that going to be you?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to put you in here in another place so that our team knows. And now are you, how shall I title you? What's your title, hon?
Okay, what is my title in the office?
Office manager.
Office manager.
I like it. She smiles, officer. But I am putting office manager. And is it P-A-I-G-E?
Yes.
I've always preferred that spelling. The other one just always seemed flat. Your spelling, it sounds,
yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. It looks better. Okay, and then let's see. Could you, oh, there it is. Getting your phone number in here. There, perfect. Okay, now we've got you in there for our team. And then I'm going to send you a couple of emails, Paige. One is going to be just informational on our reporting and dashboard area that you'll have access to. So nothing you need to do with it. We'll just, I'm pretty sure I emailed you. So I think they were going through okay. Okay. There goes the first one. And then the second one, give me just a minute to get it put together. Make sure it's got the right one. And then make sure it's got the right pricing in it for you. So the next one, did that first one make it to you?
Let me look. I've not got it yet.
Okay.
Wait, I think I got it. Yep, I got it.
Yay, awesome. All right. And then in just a minute, I've got this other one just about ready to go. The next one I'm sending you is your exact price and package so that you've got that in writing. And all of the inclusions. So that one's on its way to you, too.
Okay.
And then, excuse me, we'll go ahead and set up your onboarding call. Let's see. And I'm gonna make
is there
a note.
Is there a way, we have to contact the customer real quickly, too. Is there a way that the onboarding call can write, like, right from on the second call to the customer when we're done?
Certainly, yes. Please go get that customer. I'll call you back or you call me back.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you,
Grace. You're up. Bye.